There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. Thank you very much. Silence the voice. We were just watching the highlights of last night. Rangers Caps fiasco.
Oh, man.
And hockey fans will debate this all day long. I've always said it. There were seven fights in that
the first 4 minutes.
In the first 4 minutes. Yeah. First 4.5 minutes, there were six guys on each penalty box. They didn't have enough people to just play a little hockey or box or whatever. But there's a reason why the videos for that are viral. And it's because fence-sitting fans, the hockey fans, hate this. Some do. Fence-sitting fans miss the violence. The game is better as a game without the goonery. But, man, there's something about the goonery. And watching those hockey fights was – I mean, that was the best part of NHL on PlayStation and Sega.
Oh, yeah.
Was
beating the hell out of each other.
Putting dudes on the ice and having them squirm their little bodies and blood pours out of their head. And then you beat the tar out of each other in the game. You try to pick fights with players. You could never lay Gretzky down. That was the thing about swingers. It's like, all right, guys, nobody ever put Gretzky down. And he never did that. But so there were seven fights last night, and the best thing ever. I told these guys the story of the greatest hockey fight I never saw. I believe it was probably 1989, maybe 90. Actually, it was 91. And we went over to watch the Phoenix Roadrunners take on the Salt Lake City Gulls, I think they were called. San Diego Gulls were the Salt Lake City something, Golden Hawks or something like that. And I think the goalie's name was Gilmore for the Roadrunners, and he was pitching a shutout, and he was arch rivals with the Gulls goalie or whatever the team name was, Salt Lake's goalie. And our friend was kind of known as a little bit of a baby. You know, you have that one male friend and he played football. He was going to go to Cal, and he's like, oh, my stomach kind of hurts a little bit. Can we go? I'm like, dude, there's five of us. You're a man. Your tummy hurts. You just sit it out until the other four guys are ready to go. This isn't we're not getting blown by you. Like, if you were a woman, it'd be like, all right, I got to go, guys. She's
bloated.
She's bloated. Surprise, surprise. She doesn't feel well. We have to leave early. And it's like the dude's tapping. Guys, my tummy really. It's 3-0. Can we go? Like, he's pitching a shutout here. We want to watch the game. Like, this is great. It's only like 3.5 minutes. Can we just leave? Fine. It's 3-0. They got this in the bag. We're leaving. We kind of hear the crowd as we're outside. I'm like, oh, there was a noise going on. Maybe we put on another goal. That's a good thing. So there was radio coverage of that's how small the city used to be. There was radio coverage of the Roadrunners. We turn it on, and the first words I remember hearing is, absolute mayhem, absolute mayhem down here on McDowell. And I'm like, oh, son of a bitch. Evidently, the goalie for Salt Lake was so angry that there was about to be a shutout. He skated all the way down the ice to beat up the goalie of the Roadrunners and put him in the penalty box. Because you can't have an official statistical shutout if you don't finish the game. So we beat them up. And the goalies are fighting, the whole team. And evidently there's just stuff. I'm like, and I wanted to run back in and go, I'm sorry about your tummy, you dick. But we just missed the greatest event in hockey history.
Put him on the ice. A fight broke out in the car.
Oh, I wanted to leave him downtown. It's like, you just walk around down in Encanto and think about what you've done, Mr. My tummy hurts. Sorry you ate that third churro. But that's... Average hockey fans, like you said, if this was going on more, I'd watch.
Absolutely.
We like it. Average hockey fan. I'm not a super hockey fan. I used to love hockey. Kind of went away with all the zone stuff, kind of, or that's basketball. Or the basketball, I guess. They did less of the banging around, I guess. They got the two-line pass out of the way, which was good for offense. It was boring, but it was more physical.
Turned a little more basketball-ish. You know, yeah, they kind of called for everything.
The two-line pass used to be kind of a thing for me because I used to like it because a guy would have to sit and wait, and he's just a sitting duck because he had to, you know, and it was a lot of slower, you know, chess playing. Now you can just whip it around all over the place. And so it was more fun to watch a guy sit there and go, I can't dunk it all the way down there and do these long passes. It has helped. The game's prettier. There's definitely more athleticism involved. It's faster. There's less goons. If you watch an old hockey game with goons, they're just in sweatpants and Flyers jerseys just skating around looking for somebody to punch. I don't even know if they have a stick.
Send them out.
And that was the extreme the other way. But we do miss the fights. Seven fights. That's an epic game.
Oh, it was great.
You say you went to, I went to go see the Devils and the Coyotes play. It was 4-3, high offense, amazing hockey, great game. Or are you going to have the epic story of a lifetime? So that was that Caps-Rangers game where there were seven fights. That's the one you're going to remember. Seven huge, great fights. Yeah. Hockey fights are the best.
There was 40-something minutes of penalties in the first period alone.
Ugh.
I mean, it was insane.
That's good sports right there. Hockey needs to implement
a lot of open ice.
Oh, yeah.
More fighting. A little bit more fighting. Just a little bit. Not a ton more. But there's always a guy out there who could – he deserves a pop in the chops, you know?
Every team needs a goon.
Did you ever go back to another game with him?
Oh, I never did anything again with that guy. I think that was the last time we did anything.
Because you warned him, well, don't eat that third churro. It'll upset your tummy.
He was yeah. Oh, no, we gave him tummy jokes until it was – I think he just stopped hanging out with us, to be honest. Because he was always the guy that goes, guys, I don't feel like being here anymore. He was always the – he was the – you know what? Girls have that one fat friend that always says, let's go, and ruins it for you. Like, you'll be talking to the hot girl at the bar, and her fat friend's like, I want to go home. Like, oh.
Nobody's talking to me.
He's not for you.
It's because your mouth's full the whole goddamn time. Look at you. There's a reason. Now, let gravity work you over into a corner or something.
Step away from the trough.
Right.
Nobody's even looking at it. This place sucks.
It doesn't for me currently. Get out of here. If I buy you a sandwich, will you be quiet?
For like a second.
Yeah, I know, because that's all it's going
to
last.
What year was this game again? I'm trying to track down.
That had to be somewhere between, I would guess, 91 or 92. I don't know if they had TV, but they had radio. I think his name was Gilmore, the goalie. The goalie fight. You don't see goalie fights ever, especially a goalie who's just mad at the other goalie and skates all the way down the ice for no reason other than you're not getting this statistic.
That's awesome.
It's a great day, and I didn't get to see it. Never even got to stare at. I was walking to the car. It was a good game anyway. And if I remember right, because that's when people kind of cared about Roadrunner hockey here. Again, the city's grown up so much. We liked semi-pro hockey. It was pretty good crowds.
Good fights.
Plus for $8. I remember the price. $8. You get in, and you could just sit anywhere.
Yeah.
We go down. We just go down to the end. We just pretty much go. It was amazing. But, If you find that, it's magic. Then the internet is amazing.
Well, I found a game from 91, Salt Lake Golden Eagles versus the Roadrunners.
That might be it. Was it a shutout?
Well, there's a 20-minute video I'm trying to find.
Oh, Jesus, don't watch the whole thing.
No.
I'll pay you $8. I get to watch that. And then I'm getting emails from people that are saying, John, unfortunately, with your booger on the wall story at your rental house, I have you beat. At work, we are reduced to the outhouses. Because someone took, I'm assuming, a fistful of their own poo and did a four-finger drag down the inside office wall. The boss said, that's it. No more bathrooms inside for you animals.
I don't blame him.
And he put up outhouses and portageons outside our office. If Booger Boy can do what he did, how special do you think the guy has to be who did what he did?
Just got fired.
At work. Maybe not. He was just mad about something.
Yeah.
Of a hand
poo drag. Where do you work?
I got to hand it to the boss going, all right, lock him up. Lock the animals up. You guys are dumping outside now. 100% disgusting.
Right.
Someone said, John, after your towel discussion in hotels, ask Brady how he feels about eating that beach towel turkey now. That's right. Wintermeyer wrapped up food for our thing with his towels. He's got teen boys. Another reason.
It was salty.
No, oh, yeah, it was.
What's the special ingredient here, Wintermeyer?
That's a brine.
It's actual Wintermeyer.
It's a Wintermeyer brine. What's in your brine?
The Wintermeyer brine churns right out of his system. I asked him about it. He said it's pure Wintermeyer secret.
It's a cream-based brine.
You got teen boys and Wintermeyer himself wrapping up food in towels and bringing it here for a potluck. And you were all too happy to tear your little paws into that. Get out of here with that. He's right. And then this one says, bon appetit, chunks. Then someone else said, hey, Brady, Who the hell's watching TV in Vegas? Why are you so concerned about your TV working in the room? That's a good point. And you were, because the last time you went, you talked about how you just watched movies the whole night.
Yeah. The wonderful Hamburger Hill, I think that's what it's called.
You watched a couple of war movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super depressing.
You had a terrible time in Vegas once and watched movies the entire time.
Was the Phoenix Roadrunners goalie, sorry to go back, Mario Gosselin?
I don't think so. Okay. I'm pretty sure his name was Gilmore. Okay. He was on a run.
It was at the end of the game, right?
Yeah, it was like 3 minutes left. I think it was 3-0 was the score at the time when the guy lost his mind.
So the road – oh, yeah, Daryl Gilmore.
There it is. Pretty sure that
he was 2-0 that season.
That's it?
That's it.
Well, then he wasn't in some running
fights
for goalie of the year.
Not a shutout. It must have been 92 because there wasn't a shutout. Well, you said it wasn't a shutout. So maybe.
Well, it was a shutout. He didn't get credit
for
it, though.
Right, he didn't get credit for it.
So he didn't pitch the shutout because he had to sit the last two. Because he had to fight back.
Right.
So they tossed him in the box, too. I mean, everybody got thrown in the box, according to the guy on the radio. I didn't see it because of Tummy Boy. Matummy.
Okay, now in 92, he played 41 games.
There you go. That might have been it. It might have been 92 then.
Him and David Goverde.
And Goverde actually went on. Maybe, yeah, Gilmore Goverde. Yeah, that's right. That was when I was going. They were the two goalies. So I was going to a lot of those games.
He was 7-28-3 that season.
28 losses?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no. Then it was. Then the guy at the Golden Eagles just hated
him.
Because I thought maybe it was like for standings or something. I don't remember this. I don't remember if they did anything. They just hated him. That's hilarious. So, did he play for the Golden Eagles before and make enemies of that goalie? Because they, I mean, to skate all the way down the ice is an effort all that gear. You go beat up a dude?
Especially in goalie gear, too.
Yeah, oh, just get, just peeling it all off. Yeah. And evidently that's what he was doing. Just undressing all the way, like, I'm just going to go kick that other goalie's ass real quick during the game. And like, his players knew, too. I didn't see it again, clearing that up, Tummy Boy. But they knew to keep the puck moving. When they it was a plan to basically say, once we get control of the puck, I'm skating down there and beating up that goalie. It's like, all right, so don't start messing around and lose it because we'll get it. It's already 3-0. Who cares? So they just skated around with the puck and let him skate down there and start the fight. And then they stopped play, so there was no goal scored in the empty net.
Was it
crazy?
Possible that it was in November of 92?
Very possible.
4-0 win for the Roadrunners over
probably,
Salt Lake.
God damn it. Marred by a goalie fight? Is there a headline on that?
Look at them. Now that I know the date, we
that
can
had
get
to be
a little
about
further.
Right. It had to be around November because he was just finding out that the next year he was going to go play for Cal. So it was right around the end of his high school life. Why we were hanging out with this kid, I don't know. It's like somebody's cousin or something. But he was going to Cal. And it was a bit like a celebration, so he got to go because we thought he was cool. Jerk. That was awful. God, that was fun, though. Those Roadrunner games were great. Now they use the Coliseum for – have you seen this lunacy?
My God.
This is great stuff. So
the
they're
bamboo?
Yeah, this pointless recount. Look, there's somebody out there who's going to email me all mad about this. They're recounting all the votes from
the ninjas.
Pick your fights.
Yeah.
Nothing can happen from this except you're just going to make everybody crazy about the next election. They're looking to see if there was any subversion or any trouble with the election. They've counted 200,000 votes in a week and a half.
Barely 200,000.
Barely. And there's 2.2 million to count. And they're barely making any headway.
And they were given like 14 days.
Yeah, I don't know. They said
until May 14th. Yeah.
They said right off the bat, we're going to go way past that. But bottom line is they said it's not taxpayer money. It's somebody's paying for it. And
it is taxpayer money.
It doesn't matter. They're going to say this and that's hidden.
150 grand that the Senate approved.
It doesn't even matter how much it is or what it is. It's just the stupidest thing ever. And now especially stupid because they're stopped the counting, and now they're going through the ballots. You know what they're looking for? Bamboo. And fortune cookies and like dark stringy hair. They think that some of the ballots came from China.
40,000, Brett. 40,000.
Yeah, and so they think to themselves, well, there'll be bamboo attached to that. What, do they just have a panda in a box? How is that not the most racist thing ever? Oh, they think there's going to be bamboo attached.
They don't have paper made from trees in China.
They sent over bamboo, those relics from another age. So they're looking for bamboo paper ballots. And now that's money being spent. I'm like, stop it. I do love the idea that if they said, we're looking for fortune cookies, panda hair, and bamboo. Because that's what happens in China and we know it. And so somebody just spread that rumor. I want to start a new rumor somehow or another. But somebody spread that rumor and basically said, yeah, there's a bamboo in there and we got to – what is the point of this count?
Well, even if it does go the other way, let's say Trump did win, he still didn't win the overall, right?
And all it's going to do
because what's going to happen? Yeah,
it'll make everybody nuts for the next election that it's crooked.
After the
it's going to be anyway, though.
Ninjas get their count done.
Yeah.
Then they're going to wait a minute. How do we know their count's
right,
accurate?
So they'll do another one.
Yeah.
And then, but even.
Another one.
But then, yeah, we've turned it in to DJ Khaled's count, which is going to be nonstop. All right. What are we going to do next about the. All right. But the next thing will be like, oh, the last vote was crooked. We found fortune cookies and bamboo and coolie hats.
If they find bamboo, maybe you have some.
If they find loads of bamboo and like a refugee child.
Then. Okay.
You guys might have some China connection here. This is ridiculous. And I'm dying laughing because they seriously on the news last night said, we're looking for bamboo now. Well, we got to slow down a little bit because we think some of this stuff's going to have bamboo in it. And we also noticed that some of it smells a little bit like rice.
Orange chicken.
I think there's some rice in there. There was a knockoff iPhone and Callaway golf clubs.
The ballots smell like Payway.
The ballots have a real distinct kind of soy Payway smell. We're pretty sure these are Chinese. So now you know what's going to happen. Some lunatic down there is going to bring bamboo in, thinking that that's what they're looking for, like sticks of it. I found a box full of it. These goddamn Chinese did us in.
3,000 votes with the last
name
of
LaChoy. That's not
how
it works, Cletus.
Here's another one. Brian LaChoy. Sister Kelly LaChoy.
Chung King.
Chung King voted in the Arizona. What the hell's going on right here?
That's the 500th Kikkoman.
I can't take it no more. I'm going to stop counting. Carl, call up a friend. Get the band back together. I'm going to play tonight. What are you looking at, retard? It's just ridiculous. Dwight Yoakam's character from Sling Blade is in charge of the count. I've had it out here, Carl. Go get my guitar. I don't want to count no more. You looking at retard?
I ain't for you not to talk to the boy like that.
It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. Yeah. Some people report it, and it's just based on a rumor. Like somebody just went, I think there are some bamboo ones from China. And they stopped everything. Like, what? Bamboo? China? Okay, let's stop. I saw a panda. I saw a panda bear walk through. One of the guys is disguised as a person. Is really a panda bear. He's counting for China.
And the one guy that's running it said on the news, well, there's accusations.
Yeah.
Accusations from us.
Even that guy.
From us.
Even that guy admits.
Well, I'm accusing it.
We did it.
Yeah. We're the accusers.
Hey, my friend's got bamboo put in their house. It smells an awful lot like this paper. Yep. Stop everything. Maybe the Chinese are involved.
Just the point of, you know, doing the recount, but the name. Why would you name yourself
Cyber Ninjas?
Yeah,
Cyber Ninjas. Because
that's a lot of credibility.
Yeah. There's nothing hilarious. Wrong with that, Brady, but hilarious. You would think Cyber Ninjas would have experience in counting election ballots.
Yeah.
They don't. They
don't. Well, I don't know what Cyber Ninjas have experience in.
I don't either.
Other than like Minecraft or that sounds like somebody I'm playing Cyber Ninja 69. I get it. He's 17. And I know I'll get even, you got to count those things because the election was.
They did it.
They did. And I don't care. Why do you care so much? It's even if that's the case. Well, because if China's involved, we're done. If China's involved to the point we have to look for bamboo, they've got us bedazzled, folks. We're done. If they're so careless that they left bamboo laying around.
Don't take your eyes off the Ruskies.
I found a brick. It's dated back. It's part of the China wall. It's part of their big giant wall. They left it in there with the ballots. Idiots. We knew we'd stumble them. We'd stumble across their stupids.
There's some terracotta soldiers in there.
Right, there's a whole box of terracotta soldiers holding the ballots. We get to make it more obvious. It's ridiculous.
That's a slick website.
Cyber Ninja's website looks great. We believe security comes with knowledge. So do I. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Dude dressed as a ninja on a laptop. It's a pretty great website. So they go through and.
Stock footage. You got to love stock footage.
But they Cyber Ninjas are basically people who say, we make sure that everything in your computer was safe.
Apparently. There it is. Here's view all services.
So it's the same thing that pops up on my porn all the time that says I've got, like every time I open.
16 viruses.
Yeah, I got 1,000 viruses critical, and it offers me some VPN thing.
They do ethical hacking, John.
Oh, that's.
How nice of them.
That's like jumbo shrimp. Yeah. I don't think that's a thing.
And general consulting. Those are the two services that you can have.
Oh, well, ethically hack into all sorts of bank accounts.
Training and education as well.
Anyway, they're looking for bamboo down where the Roadrunners used to play the Golden Eagles when things used to be fun. And now they use that stadium for this. Jeff Brown says, Some of the ballots came from China, we're pretty sure, because they voted for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. There's the L's and R's all mixed up. Kamala Hollis. She's not even there. Smells like bamboo and weird soup. We're going to shut her down.
That soy soup.
What is that? Egg drop, something like that. Some of them Chinaman soup.
A lot of that baby corn in there.
And all the ballots came in these weird little white boxes with a handle, a little metal handle. It's a Chinese to-go. This is ridiculous. And the guy who was on, I was watching the news last night, too, and the guy's on there, and he goes, and all the news did was feed the other side because Jared Dillingham and all the news people were like, none of this is substantiated. None of these claims matter. Right. None of this is a thing. And they're like, see, fake news wants you to believe it's not. They're trying to hide the bamboo. What's going on in this world? Because I could see the other side looking at it going, they're trying to tell us that we're crazy for thinking there's bamboo in there, which tells me one thing. There's bamboo in there. Bamboo hunt in Phoenix. Knock it off.
Did you see OANN, the whatever that right-wing news service is?
I don't
see
color.
They're running basically a 30-minute infomercial to try and raise money to fund the recount.
Scott Haynes again. Rack him. Just like Chinese food, you're going to have to recount those votes a half hour after you do it the first time. He's right. This one, I counted that one, and it made me want to count it again an hour later. That's Chinese vote. I don't understand it. But
I guess what they're coming from is they find something here, and maybe that opens up the can that the other controversial states.
And then somewhere in August, Trump's back. Like Biden's going to be okay with it.
End of 4 years.
Yeah. Like, anybody's going to be all right with it. Isn't it just a moment where you sit back and go, yes, the Astros cheated, but they're still world champs?
Right. They're not going to be suspended.
Yeah, okay. So you can believe, I don't feel like the election was fair.
Were steroids involved?
Yes. Was there absolute cheating going on? Absolutely. We're sure of it. You can believe that all day long. Don't disrupt this to the point now where you're going to cause a civil war. It's like you don't – people who say that, I want a civil war. No, you don't. You don't want a civil. I will shoot those libtards right in the neck. Bamboo smell. That's what I – you smell like bamboo. You've been bedazzling with them Chinese. I'm like, why do you say that all the time?
Bamboo and knockoff NFL jerseys.
Hey. Hey, wait a second. Astros didn't win the World Series. Dodger. Wait a second. You got one of them knockoff Chinese shirts on.
John, I've got an accusation, too. Have you seen the South Park pandemic special?
Yeah.
I think Mickey and Kyle's dad brought some of those ballots back with them after were done effing the pangolin.
That's right. The pangolin and Randy Marsh are responsible for this entire thing. And Mickey Mouse. Them bamboo votes. Hey, guys, this one smells like rice. I'm going to throw this one out. This one didn't count. It's a vote for Biden. Rice, vote for Biden.
That would be amazing, though, if they brought in just a – they're folded up. I mean, everyone could do it. They're already votes, and the van comes in and brings them in.
I got half of mine to go down there and just dump, like, Chinese stuff laying around. Like, you drop something. Oh, my dear Jesus Christ, coolie hats and rice. We made our phones wet, and we threw them in with the ballots, and they dried up. We know the Chinese are involved. And Gambadoro's down there, Gamba Ding Dong.
I smell Pei
because he's with Peiwei. He knows.
Yeah.
They called me in. I'm a specialist.
It was him.
My handy dandy notebook told me that down here, there's some Peiwei. I know Peiwei. Udon noodles and votes. It's fraudulent. I swam down here through the asphalt.
He's got bamboo floors in his house.
Of course I do, Brady. Installed by authentic Chinese. While I was doing squats on the house so they could put the floor down. I squatted the house into the air with my super hot young wife, who's disturbingly very similar in the face to me, which is awkward. Looking out my Peller windows. Yeah, Gimba Ding Dong was down there with the Peiwei. It's the funniest story I've seen because the news is like, so there's, and the news is to blame too, by the way, because they're sitting there going, this next story is made up. So let's go take a look at what Dennis Welch has found. None of this has any facts to it. And then the guy, they're interviewing. He's like, is there any facts to it? Absolutely not. We heard it. Somebody mentioned bamboo. We got nervous. We stopped everything, started smelling for bamboo. The bamboo sniffing dogs. Like, you brought a Shar Pei in here. What the hell?
Them's Chinese.
It's Chinese dog. He's not going to tell us the truth. He's in on it.
We've got betta fish in there right now. Put the paper in the water.
That's where to go.
They go crazy on it. It's got bamboo in it.
And then half of them down there. That's half the reason. God damn it, Brady. This type of behavior from them Chinese, half the reason we dropped nukes on them 40 years ago.
Right. Jethro.
Don't explain nothing to me, Mr. Know-it-all.
Shut up.
Millennial garbage keeper. 40 years ago, we nuked the Chinese because they were messing around with Hitler, and we knew what to do, and we got it done right.
Once again, Jethro.
You don't know me. You don't know fake news.
Someone needs to go down there and say, look, while you're doing this, they're shooting rockets up.
Yeah, they got rockets.
You took your eye off the ball.
You seen that new Chinese wild rocket? They didn't even know where it's going to go. And you know what the crazy thing is? We launch another them wild rockets, one's going to hit New York City. And China's going to say, hey, sorry about that. We don't know where our rockets are going to land. But they do. Deep down, they do. They shoot them bamboo rockets, nuclear bamboo rockets.
If that hits my manufactured home.
Tell you what. I had a dream last night, and I'm pretty sure it's going to come true, that a rocket from China come crashing down into my trailer park, and it exploded into 55 pandas, ate everybody. Pandas are mean sons of bitches.
Are you okay? That's a horrible dream.
It's the black side of the panda I don't trust.
That was a little joke grenade.
What happened?
Had to put two and two together.
Together. Think of pandas.
That was loaded.
Double erase. Yeah, come on.
Good
bigot. That was quality bigotry was right great. There, son of a bitch. That's for you only, really. And how in the world is there not everybody quitting? Like you're down in the Coliseum, you're trying to do your due diligence, you really believe in the cause, and you're counting, and somebody goes, stop! Bamboo search! And you're like, I quit. I don't want to be in bed with these idiots. Did somebody order Chinese? How dare you guys order from high size? What is that? Singhai. Singhai, beautiful restaurant downtown Phoenix.
Oldest Chinese restaurant.
Is it still open?
Singhai. Sure. I think so.
Kick a man in the nuts, he'll do exactly that.
Maybe it closed a
couple years ago.
Either way, it's ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Anyway. And then the other thing that I find absolutely absurd, and I'm sorry for the baby that died. I'll start by saying
I am.
Okay. That's a bad thing. But why does Peloton have to recall their product because people are crawling under them?
Well, they didn't crawl under it.
Yeah.
No.
He fell off of it. Nobody was watching the baby.
Right. He didn't crawl under it.
Nobody's watching the baby.
He was tracked under it.
Because he was on a treadmill as a baby.
But he didn't.
That is not Peloton's fault.
I agree, but I'm
just saying.
So why
did they recall?
Let's get this straight. Too sticky.
He didn't fall under it.
No, he did. He fell down and got swept underneath. Because all treadmills have the feature of a belt that goes in a circle.
That's what I was saying.
A treadmill.
Yeah, it's a treadmill by definition. And Peloton had to recall their treadmills because they're not safe for children and pets. Well, they've never been safe. So now what's the solution? You make them higher. So someone get under it. Guess what? People are going to fall off their treadmills. If you have a kid trapped under a treadmill, it's not because the treadmill's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. Spin. Why is it on with a baby behind it or a pet? That's your job. Put up a little fence around the back of your treadmill.
There were two kids playing on it, and the one of them
that was not the video of the kid got killed. That was just a kid who got injured going under because they showed that. They said this one, he's fine. But yeah, the kid had the exercise ball and the treadmill's on. And it sucked him under and then started to eat him. But that's what a treadmill's supposed to do. Why is Peloton responsible for a kid getting stuck under a treadmill? You don't keep the kids around treadmills. That's the parents to be recalled, right?
Well,
what do you mean?
It is, but what happens, I mean, they have to.
Why?
Because if more kids, that happens to another kid.
Brady.
And then another one.
Brady.
Another one.
Right, okay, but they're going to have to put a
new guard on it.
Yeah. If a kid gets – no, that's the parent's job to put a guard around the back. It absolutely
doesn't work that way.
It absolutely does. A recall for a product is the product is faulty, and you recall it because it's dangerous to use the product. It is not dangerous to use the Peloton. The treadmill belt goes. It's dangerous to not watch your kids around it, much like it is to have them stand in a parking lot by themselves and then blame the cars for hitting them. That's your fault.
But in this pussy society nowadays.
It's like you suing Shelby for falling down at Shelby.
Right. I was a moron.
You did a dumb thing, and it's not because Shelby's ceilings are too high to sign. Yeah. Well, they should put it at a more reasonable height so I didn't have to get a boostie from a friend that threw me into the ground and broke my wrist.
Damn it, Craig.
It's ridiculous. That is not a recallable thing. Recall is, oh, my God, this car door doesn't shut and
can
swing open.
Maybe we should have something on this.
No. Maybe you.
I mean, sometimes the products will look like, well, okay, that's.
you shouldn't own a treadmill if you've got kids and dogs that you just let have at it.
Right.
I was a little kid. We had a treadmill at my grandma's house, and it was one of those you had to run it yourself treadmills, and I still wasn't allowed on it. You stay away from
them. Oh, one of those inertia ones?
Yeah, yeah. They're horrible, yeah. But they were kind of like, yep. My grandma wasn't using it. She was a mountain.
Okay, so, I mean, say you're right.
I am right.
The
right.
Stuttering grandma?
So man, if this you're, is over. This conversation just ended. Brady
so
said I'm right.
So if Peloton comes out and says, we're not doing anything about it, that's
they did initially.
Fault.
And then some group got all
yeah,
over
what
my
happened?
Look.
The, yeah, the money
because it's
away.
Pressure. I mean, but that's my point. There's a certain part where everybody has to stand up for the person who didn't do anything and not act like this is a... It's a tragedy that any person gets hurt or dies in a situation, but it's not always the product's fault. Treadmills are dangerous around kids and pets. I have pets. I have a treadmill. Guess who's not allowed in the room when the treadmill's on? Or if, you know, I have to watch them, I put them in a little cage. I put them in a little, you know, surround a thing so they don't get near it.
Now, the other option for Peloton, because if the family, you know, they let it go and the family says, all right, we're going after Peloton. They right. find some lawyer to go after them for a settlement. Or now Peloton looks at it and say, well, look at the design. And they actually, it goes to court and they find there's nothing really, you know, you can fight it and there's not a flaw on that.
Right. The kid that died was like five or six.
Deal.
It is. It's like a 5 or 6 year old kid, which tells me that it's a strong machine.
Because Mike Tyson's kid didn't even. It was a treadmill, but it wasn't.
It was a cord.
Yeah, the cord.
Right, and then they had a big fit with that. But still, and then they had the thing too, where they said something about there should be a torque shutoff. Well, they used to have that on treadmills, and they would shut off while you were running,
right.
And people's knees
right.
were exploding.
Right.
Because I've been on treadmills that you have to do the silicone spray underneath or they start to stick. You don't want to feel that because I felt a little twinge when the thing didn't go and it was running and you're going.
Kink.
You're going about 5.5 miles an hour and the next thing you know, it goes kink and it locks and your foot just sticks in the ground and your knee goes. And I just had a little twinge. I can't imagine what's going on. So the torque shut off things is dangerous. That could be a recall. Like we tried a torque shut off and it was breaking people's legs. That's a faulty machine. It's bad parenting. Now, yes, can they build little cages? But at what point do we stop protecting all the products and start saying, hey, guys, could you watch your kids around something that actually is a conveyor belt? That's essentially just right next to a 7-mile-an-hour conveyor belt. And somehow or another, the product you bought that's doing the exact job it's supposed to do is to blame because you stopped watching your kid around. Now, understand it if it's got this hole of escalators.
It must be open-end.
They're all open end.
No, because some of them have the cart and the belt just goes like an escalator.
Into the thing?
Yeah, in the thing.
Fine.
So you
Mine's
can get
open
a shoelace end. In there or something, but.
You're an idiot then.
Yeah.
You're on a treadmill. If you blame the treadmill for having untied shoes on the treadmill,
yeah.
You're an asshole. That's it. Oh, my shoelace went in. Why wasn't your shoe tied?
Yep.
When I tie my shoes, the treadmill should know that if my shoes come untied, then I'm going to keep going. I mean, I feel bad for people who got hurt and pets who got hurt, obviously. But
yeah,
it's not Peloton's fault.
The brakes didn't
fault.
Work in a car or something like that.
Right. It's not a flaw of the machine to go, yeah, this treadmill thing was spinning at great, great speeds. Like if it started to go like 45 miles an hour and just whip people all over the room, it's like, well, there's a flaw in the design. It's just, it's there. Look, it's a treadmill. It looks like a treadmill to me.
Yep.
Pretty cut and dry that when
pretty
that belt's going.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see. It is.
You know what I don't like doing as an adult, 48-year-old man? Standing
treadmill.
Behind one that's on. Just getting too close to one that's
on. Well,
because
you see those videos of dudes just flying off
just
the walls
right.
and
I know.
Stuff,
We've
which
had
are great.
Them.
I know
We've
the design.
Had them often.
Right. Actually, do like those videos.
Oh, they're great.
They're pretty hilarious. Most of the time, they're on purpose. But yeah, I don't know how it's Peloton's fault. And Joe Cubella says, it's a severely flawed design. Okay.
I look at that. I mean, I'm like... That is a little risky, the
how,
open tread
Brady?
Going underneath.
How?
Because
I'll
if you're getting
but
off,
I'm asking you a question.
Right.
How is it flawed?
Pull up a Nordic
well,
track.
Well, because I would
treadmill.
Put...
How
I'd
is
put
it... No, I'm asking you, how is it flawed?
Because it's an open tread.
For what?
What do you mean?
What's the flaw there? What you're saying
it's
is...
It's elevated open tread.
Yes, and
so
someone would have to do
someone,
what? To
that's a Nordic track treadmill.
But Brady.
Lose your balance.
It's the same thing.
Someone would have to expose the flaw how?
Brady, that's the same treadmill. Different company, yeah. Nordic Track.
If you fall down on a treadmill, how is it the treadmill's fault if everything was working fine?
I mean, it's not. I mean, look, I can see how accidents could happen.
Of course, yeah. Because it's a dangerous machine.
Yeah.
With an engine that spins a belt. You knew that when you bought it. Put it in a bounce house, for God's sakes.
Yeah, what did they recalled like 100,000 of those things now?
Yeah. And you got, and I don't know what you're going to send it back, and they're going to put a little gate on the back.
That's all that's going to happen.
Yeah. And you can still fall down.
$4 gate.
You can still bust your knee and then slide into the gate. And guess what? You're going to get trapped that gate, and then that thing's going to just go. And then they're going to put governors on them, and they're going to put little clips on them. Yeah. It's a treadmill. It spins. You take your chances. If you fall or if there's a kid standing behind it and sucks in, sorry. Somebody should keep the kids away. Treadmills for kids? No. They're supposed to be outside running around, suing the neighbors for their fence that's not right. You got to quit blaming everybody for all that. Oh, there are design flaws. There's a design flaw. You're a design flaw. Don't let a six-year-old work the treadmill. You know what they're going to do? Go to 7 miles an hour. They're going to push their limits. They're going to fall down. They're going to get sucked into the treadmill, especially if you're not watching. So that's it. My treadmill has a red cord on it, like a rip cord, that if you get scared, you pull it and it'll stop. You're probably still going to eat a bunch of crap. You're going down. But if you hold that red thing and you pull off, and then it won't spin you out.
And to answer your safety question, Brady, all treadmills have that. Who uses it?
No one.
Yeah.
Not one person uses
that. Have what, the kill cord or something?
Yeah, it's like a little clip.
You're supposed to attach to you so that if you fall.
You put it on you. Yeah. Mine stays put.
Everyone
stays put. I'd have to reach and grab it to get it.
Everyone's dangles.
And Cubello said, it's a design flaw and bad parenting.
What's wrong with keeping the treadmill in the kid's playroom?
It's right. It can be both. Why not just make it his crib? You know what? Just put the, because we're going to build it. We'll make it double up. And we'll put walls on it and a back end, and then you can put a mattress on it at night and make it a crib, take the mattress off and run inside of it in the daytime. He's right. It's not mutually exclusive. You can be a bad parent and have a design flaw. But if you have a treadmill, parenting is paramount in case of design flaw. You can't just go, well, Peloton built a perfect machine. I don't have to look until you find out the hard way. Oh, there's some stuff that can hurt them? Oh, geez, it's Peloton's fault.
You might not even have to fix anything on the treadmill. It's just to have it work, you have to put in a keypad or something.
So the basic argument
is... the kids can't turn it on.
Right. So the basic argument is, why didn't they make it easier for me to ignore?
That's pretty good, too. Oh, yeah, so your electronics are pretty neat in the TV.
Yeah.
How about this? Get it in your kid's head that if he goes in there and touches that, the Peloton's not what's going to kill him. And make it so he doesn't want to touch
it. The Vermeer wood chipper is.
Yeah, you don't touch this stuff. You're a kid. You don't have a right to wander into every room you feel like and turn everything on and off. Angel. You put it on them to say, hey, I'm your parent. I wasn't allowed in certain rooms to touch stuff.
One of those things. Yeah, there's plenty of items that you were.
My dad had a
mess around with.
Gun cabinet. God forbid I took a right into that section of the room. I wasn't allowed in there. And I felt like there was like surveillance and lasers and everything. If I even looked in there, I'm like, I better get out of here. I'm not allowed in that room. I wasn't allowed in any of it. I don't even know if it was locked. I didn't want to find out. We weren't allowed in there. There were sections, and that's where he kept the Playboys. When I was a teenager, I figured out. I know why I'm not really allowed in here. He's got his nudie mags in there.
I figured out the cabinet.
Yeah. But you don't go. I wasn't allowed in certain sections because there were rules. I wasn't allowed to touch his weights because I'd hurt myself. I wasn't allowed. Things that hurt me, it was put the fear of God into me. And if I did go in there and start playing with his weights and have him roll up over me and crush my chest, guess who is not to blame for that? The manufacturer of weights.
You're not going after Mr. Weeder.
Yeah, I'm not going to go get the people at Sports Authority who sold my dad those plates. It rolled over and it killed my son. Wait a minute, you just leave him in the room? Yeah, it was at the end of the room. There should be some safety barrier to where they don't roll. Weights should be square. Okay. You sure it's not your fault for just being an idiot? No, God, no. It's the design of weights. Wheels are bad, too. We should make wheels square as well, because those roll. Idiots. We had a conveyor belt at the house, and the kid got stuck in it. Oh, yeah? Well, it's a design flaw. The conveyor belt moves in a big circle. It's no good.
I have no parental guilt whatsoever. It's completely Peloton's fault.
Conveyor belts should be square. Well, that's not going to work. Yeah, we're going to make them square. Start thumping around so the kids don't get... God forbid your angels ever get reprimanded for being near stuff they shouldn't touch. Those are the adult toys, not those kind of adult toys. You shouldn't touch those either, though. You find mommy's adult toys or her treadmill. A lot of the times, I think that's what Gilbert moms do. They buy a treadmill so they can turn it on, and it sounds like something's going on there while they use their adult toys next to the treadmill. It sounds like a similar noise. So mommy's just going to go jogging, and you lock the door.
The rabbit's going to town.
Yeah, and then she's in there doing it right next to it. Oh, I got a good jog in there. What a sweat.
Your pants are real wet. You sweat from your bottom.
That's right, Jimmy. Mommy's a bottom sweater. Now go get mommy's bedazzled jeans. I want to look just like your sister when we go out tonight.
I've got a big horseshoe on.
I've got a huge problem with aging.
Heading to Dirk's at 8.
Yeah, I got to go to Dirk's tonight. Get your sister's pants. I want to look just like her. I don't like being 48. It's 7:09. What do you got on the big board of musical treats?
Right. Time for the wake-up song. Brought to you guys by our friends over there at Action Ride Shop. If you're looking for a Mother's Day present this weekend, get your mom out on the trails. They got all the bikes you can
all
handle.
All right.
Trail
she
moms.
Might be a little big, you know, who knows. But anyway, head on over to Action Ride Shop. They got the Pivot, Santa Cruz, Rocky Mountain, Kona, whatever you need, plus all the gear to go with it. Check them out on Facebook as well as at Action Ride Shop on Instagram.
Is that Death Clock for the...
Yeah, Death Clock's on there.
For the treadmills?
No. That was for the maids.
Yeah. Casey Chin has asked, going for the record for today's funniest listener, says, don't worry about it. You're not alone. You didn't get to touch your dad's stuff. Neither did Toledo. Yeah. Oh, man. You could be like Toledo's dad and just recall freedom after the kid comes out.
Another one says, Brett knows, ask an Italian. Life is full of design flaws, you effing pussies.
Exactly what it is. Accidents happen.
Exactly. Good.
Design flaw.
It is. Yeah, and there are, look, there can be a design flaw. Everything could be safer. We could bubble wrap all of it. But for the most part, you bought a treadmill, not so your kid could play on it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, it stinks for Peloton to have to.
It's not a recall.
Yeah.
So that's what this guy says. John, I don't see the news here locally going to the president of presidential pools every time one of their cherubs ends up in the bottom of the pool.
It's true. You can't see. You're going to sue the pool guy? Rick Boersma says, John, this is an onion story in the making. Child chokes on parents' adult toys. Mom says, doing it wrong. Flaw. The vibration was way too hard for Jimmy to handle, and it slid right down his throat. Don't these adult toy designers know that the sphincter is a intake muscle? It'll suck it all in.
Brady, I say
chipped
this.
All his teeth.
Now we've got a dental bill from the design flaw of this. Children can't have these in their mouths.
Brady, I say this as I twist my pinky ring. What the hell are you doing having an opinion on a treadmill?
Yeah, that's a good point. Somebody else said it. The reason Brady's defending this is because he doesn't understand how a clothing rack / treadmill can hurt a kid. Yeah. It just doesn't make sense to me that Peloton's. And Peloton wrote a big apology letter, too. Like, we didn't react properly in the beginning. I think lawyers probably got him and said, look, we have to build a cage around it because people are too dumb. And basically what we're saying is I'm too dumb to understand how a thing works. You have to put it in a bounce house, or I just don't understand how. And you're going to hurt yourself in that, too. And there'll be design
flaws
for that. Hey,
Brady, when we were younger, my cousin stole his parents' car. He was 11 years old.
Oops.
Is it the manufacturer's fault he stole the car?
It's a design flaw that an 11-year-old can work the key.
Flaw, right.
Need a two authenticity a qualifier to get into the car.
Right.
It's dumb. There's a certain point where we have to at least take personal responsibility, even if there is a design flaw. My grandpa had wide-open airplane prop fans he made himself jammed in windows. You know what we learned as a kid? Don't touch the fans, even if they're off. Just leave. The fans are deadly. Design flaw? Oh, my God. Death trap. Butchers and slaughterhouses are safer than my grandparents' home was because every window had another full-out airplane prop fan because he was an airplane mechanic. The most dangerous thing I think of when I'm a kid, I shudder, because if one of us fell down and lost our balance and reached for a wall, and that hand is coming off the stage. I mean, they could take flight. These things were huge.
The top bunk rail on a bunk bed was called an improvement back in the day. Right. Kids were rolling out of those things like crazy. They
put the rail. Did it?
What an improvement.
Yeah, it is an improvement. And here's the other thing. You don't buy the bunk bed that's just a hovering space station for a kid to flop out of, just in case.
Hey,
that's
guys.
That's on you, too.
They did it for years.
That's on you. I don't like that bunk bed. I think you might fall out of it. There's like a wide open side.
Hey, guys, so you're telling me if I would have bought a Peloton, I could have trained and run away faster?
Sign Toledo's dead. Yeah. You know what you could have done is gotten rid of the kid faster. Right. Let him run on. That design flow would have gotten rid of your problem and lickety split. I'd had that toddler's first steps on the treadmill.
Do the blackjack. All right.
Yeah. Mr. Page would have been like, all right, little Toledo, that'll be your nickname someday. Hop up here on this. I know you're barely walking, but it's called the Peloton.
Peloton.
That's right. It's first words. All right. Let's get into this thing. Let's get on this thing. Design flaw. And I'm also going to sue Peloton. Freedom. Your dad was paternal William Wallace. Sorry, I got excited about that.
Another one. Hey, Brett, breaking news. Italy just recalled all Italians because they're all defective.
That's true. It's got a good point.
F off.
Got to make it so the hands stop whopping around and doing all that stuff. You know, I said whopping around, didn't I? It was like it was a slip. It just slipped anyway. Sorry about that, Brett. It just popped out. Did you get the sign?
All right, highly suspect Rob Zombie Dragon Force. Somebody called in for rowdness, even though they're Japanese, but because of the bamboo.
My exact point.
Yep.
That they don't know the difference. Yeah. It smelled like bamboo, which is why we nuked them.
So we got to play that one.
No, you know what? We got to play Boilermaker.
Oh, by the new Royal Blood. That's a great.
I'm going to sell albums today. That song is addictive. The new Royal Blood's out. It's very poppy. But it's pop rock. It's a dancey kind of almost borderline, like got like real, I don't even know what, like disco almost to a certain down, you know. It's awesome, though. And this new song they've got is called Boilermaker. I can't stop listening. It's finally taking me off the Dua Lipa. I'm listening to nothing but Royal Blood. And the whole record's really good, but it is kind of a departure from what we know from Royal Blood, if you're familiar with them.
It's got a couple super pop songs.
Yeah, got a couple of real poppy ones on there, but they're catchy. It's really good. This one's got me. Like, I turn this thing up. This is Around the Blocker. I've gone Around the Block a couple times. It'll burn fast. It's not going to be a classic by any stretch.
You're going to be doing Boilermaker dances on your way to save the pets?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we're going to do it for a little while. But it's not, you know, like 5 years from now, I'll be like, that sounds okay. You know, it's not going to be one of those in 20 years. It's not going to be like, you know, an Elton John song you're going to hear Paul Marshall playing on 97.1 Oldies. But it's definitely got current kind of ass kickery to it. Have you listened to the record yet?
No, I still haven't. It's good, man.
It's actually really good. The new Royal Blood is
solid. You like them, though, right?
I do. I really do. I just haven't.
You should listen.
Medea's been listening to it around the house, so I've heard a lot of it, but I just haven't sat down and listened to it yet.
It is really good. Jay Gutentag just texted me. Hey, man. From a lady's perspective, what you're talking about is exactly why my fat ass doesn't have a treadmill. I don't feel like getting hurt, just like Brady. It's true. Anyway, what are you going to do? All right, you got it ready?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great song. This is I just dig this. And it's basically a bass and a drum.
Yep.
This one's got a little more
really
key. I think
cool
they got a little
beat.
More synthetics in it, but the beat on this thing's awesome. This will get you driving faster. It's Royal Blood. Their new album came out like a couple weeks ago.
This is bad. Bad, bad, bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?